Manuscript Releases, Volume 15, Numbers 1136 to 1185. M.R. Number 1147. More Ministers Needed Who Have the Ability to Serve as Evangelists. Written August 13, 1905, from Los Angeles, California, to W.C. White. One important day of our meeting is ended. This first Sabbath of the gathering has been well improved. Successful meetings have been held. In the forenoon, Elder Corliss spoke, his talk being followed by a revival service. Many came forward for prayer, among them being several who gave their hearts to the Lord for the first time. At 4:30, I stood before a large company. Elder Simpson said there were at least 2,000 people present. The tent was crowded to its utmost capacity, and even then not all could find seats. It is difficult for some of the speakers to make themselves heard by so large a crowd, but the Lord gave me strength to speak so that all could hear. I spoke with great freedom for about an hour. After coming home and taking a bath, I had an interview with Elder Simpson. He has just completed his third tent effort in the city of Los Angeles. As a result of his meetings in this city, more than 200 have taken their stand for the truth. About 100 have been baptized, who accepted the truth during the last series of meetings. Others are trying so to adjust their business that they can keep the Sabbath. Considerable money has been expended in the tent effort in Los Angeles, but the collections in the meetings and liberal donations from the public have been sufficient to meet the expenses. One man, who has not yet taken his stand with us, gave $100 to Elder Simpson to help him continue his work. A few days ago, a sister who died in San Diego left her property. Among other enterprises, she remembered the Paradise Valley Sanitarium and our work in the southern states, leaving $1,000 to each. She also gave $200 to Elder Simpson to help him in opening up work in the city of San Diego. Elder Simpson pleads for someone to unite with him in his work. Elder Owen has been a great help to him here, but Elder Owen is appointed to act as Bible teacher in the Fernando School, and there seems to be no one else who can help Brother Simpson in his line of work. There are devoted men who can teach the Bible in the school, but there are very few who can work as Elder Owen can in evangelistic work in the cities. Someone else should be chosen to help in the college, that Elder Owen may be free to unite with Elder Simpson in evangelistic work in the large cities. I am sad to see so few laborers. As Jesus saw what might be accomplished by intelligent effort, he said, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together." And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. We greatly need men who can both sow and reap, who can gather souls unto eternal life. I am glad to see that Elder Simpson is of good courage. Oh, that the church members who have been long in the truth would feel such a burden for souls that, as Elder Simpson leaves Los Angeles, they might continue a work that would gather in a harvest of souls. Workers are greatly needed just now in Los Angeles. I pray for men who can continue the work with those who are interested. After working for a time in San Diego, I think Elder Simpson will be ready to go to Redlands and Riverside. I thank the Lord most heartily for the sanitarium in Loma Linda. This is in the order of God. I greatly desire that earnest work may soon be done in Redlands and Riverside. I believe that the purchase of Loma Linda by our people will open the way for a good work to be accomplished in these cities. Brother Simpson feels that it is not best for one or two men to continue their labors for too long a time in the same place, going over and over again the same lines in presenting the scriptures. New talent should be brought into Los Angeles, while those who have worked here so long go to new fields. This is wisdom. The mornings here have been rather foggy. Friday morning it did not clear off till nearly noon. This morning there was not so much fog. On Friday, I had an interview with Sister Williams. She and Mabel could not both be spared from the sanitarium at the same time. Sitting for a long time in meeting seems to make Mabel feel tired and nervous, so Mabel insisted that Sister Williams come to the camp meeting while she carried on the work at the sanitarium. I know that were I in Mabel's place, I should have felt the same as she did. Sister Williams told me that she would write to Dr. Whitelock, and that if I desired, Mabel might come to Los Angeles for a few days. Dr. Whitelock highly appreciates Mabel's ability as a nurse, and he does not wish to see her taken from the work. She seems to know by intuition just what ought to be done. Brother Ballinger came from San Diego late on Friday, but I have not seen him as yet. Nora Lacey has been in for a few minutes once or twice, and today I expect to see Elder Burden and Brother Ballinger. I feel very thankful to my Heavenly Father for the freedom I had yesterday afternoon before so large a company of people. This afternoon, I expect to speak again. I will not write more to you, for I suppose you will soon be with us. We shall all be glad to see you. May the Lord preserve and bless you. Love to May and the children. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., June 6th, 1985. Entire letter.